Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, February 11th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the Ox Ventures Luniverse Space. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Do a little intro.
Yeah, I can just do like a quick little. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in to another ZeroX Ventures space. We're talking to Luniverse today. Really excited to hear all about their project. NFT buildings, DeFi protocols, metaverse, play to earn, digital world meets the real world. Sounds very cool. Like I said before this, I'm coming in with this with not a ton of background, so it'll be cool to kind of just dig through the whole project and lay everything out for myself and for everyone. Anything to add to that? Just to kind of start out?
No, I think that's great. You know, I think they've got a, you know, as we'll hear in a few moments, Luniverse has some big things planned and some big stuff coming on and some very cool things. So I think there'll be some great alpha shared today and be super exciting. So
awesome.
We wanted to start off and you can let us know. Why don't you tell everyone in your words what Luniverse is and what you guys are creating?
Hey guys, I'll just introduce myself. My name's Hugh. I am Australian. And also the CMO of Luniverse. So yeah, Luniverse is a project that's linking together NFTs, DeFi, and the play-to-earn economy. And what's really cool about Luniverse, really two cool points, is our 3D models are based off real-world cities and real-world locations. So there's engineering-grade models that are like spatially accurate within 2 centimeters of real-world cities. So like buildings that you know and love, they're representing the Luniverse. And the second thing is, along with incorporating all this, Luniverse is going to act as a hub for NFT projects and DeFi protocols and these types of things. And what this means is we're going to make space available for NFT projects to be used as avatars in Luniverse, or, you know, to have their own space where they can showcase and sell their own NFTs. And yeah, you also be able to interact with DeFi protocols inside Luniverse as well. So we're kind of unique in that respect, that we're not just selling our own NFTs. We're kind of making a space, a cool space, and, you know, making it available for other projects to come in and kind of like enrich that.
Yeah, and I'm going to say let's drop your trailer, the link to your trailer, into the space here. Can we do that? Can I do that? What's the easy way to do that, Chad? What you guys
we just need it in a tweet.
Okay, I'll send that out in just one sec, guys. So yeah, what's super cool about the trailer is you'll start to see you know, one of the things that I'm especially excited about is, you know, we've got Sandbox and we've got all, you know, all these other metaverse worlds that are being built. And, you know, some of them are pixelated and some of them are better. But the really cool thing that you'll see it when you see the trailer, you'll start to see some of the things that they're working on. Like, and I'll ask you in more detail about some of these questions in terms of how you're creating your 3D models and generating the space. But it's like you guys are using the Unreal Engine and you're actually capturing the actual space. So your initial space, right, is San Francisco or what is it, 20 or 30 square kilometers. Is that right? Of San Francisco. Yeah. So you'll see in the trailer, it looks like a gameplay trailer of the space that people like it. It's San Francisco. Like it's blocks and blocks of San Francisco, which I think is just really exciting.
That's super cool. Like to have so much more real world than just like, I mean, fantasy stuff could be cool, whatever, but like, I'm already like really intrigued by this because, I mean, I've been to San Francisco. It'd be cool to be in a San Francisco metaverse and get to, and also to like do more real world things in there. Like you're saying, like interacting with protocols and stuff like from within this, Luniverse.
Yeah, so like the technology that our partner, Aerometrics, has kind of provided for us to utilize for our models is like amazing. Like I say, it's engineering grade, spatially accurate 3D models. So they go out, they image, they capture like real buildings, real locations, and it really does look like a real building because it is a real building. So it's that level of detail that you just don't get if someone's, you know, modeling a building. They don't go into the same depth that you can capture with like the technology that our partner has. So yeah, that's really cool, and I think that's really a point of difference. I think people can really relate a lot more to a real city, and like the whole concept of buildings really fits with what we're trying to do with linking the buildings to Anchor and DeFi protocols to provide yield bearing NFTs. So we think it really fits together nicely.
Yeah, cool. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, are you using captured stuff? Or are you guys capturing that yourself in terms of putting the models together and you're using Unreal to deliver the results, right?
So my understanding being a I'm not sure what the technical term would be, I guess, geospatial engineer. So basically the data is captured from a combination of technology. I don't believe it's LiDAR. It's a different form of measuring distance and also taking a photograph of the image, and then they've got some kind of modeling that pieces this together. But basically, they use drones, they use planes, they use cars to go around an image. When I say they, I mean Aerometrics, which is our partner, our data provider. This is all kind of in a white paper and everything. So they can basically capture, you know, San Francisco in its entirety, and then through the use of their technology, this is then input into a program called Setium, which is kind of like a geospatial tool. And then this tool has an integration with Unreal Engine, which then allows us to kind of have that data inside Unreal Engine. As a 3D model and all that kind of stuff for us to kind of build the game.
Awesome. I just shared your pinned tweet, which I, from what I can tell, is showing the Las Vegas trailer.
Yeah, so Las Vegas was our most recent proof of concept video. So that's pretty cool. It's got more kind of up to date and in line with kind of our build.
Awesome. So San Francisco kind of rolls out first, and then like that's like the first gen, and then it will roll out like kind of city by city.
So like the cool thing about our technology is we have the ability to scale very easily, so this could very quickly, if there's demand, become more city quite easily. Just obviously that has issues with NFT holders and supply and demand and everything like that, so we're very mindful of any kind of increases in NFT supply and how that will affect our holders. So we're looking at launching in San Francisco initially in a 30 square kilometer area. And then the Las Vegas is, at the moment, the plan is Las Vegas is going to be an area where you can kind of portal to, and then you'll be able to like interact with protocols there and play some games there. So it's kind of like a gaming trip away from San Francisco.
That's cool. It's like San Francisco's financial and Las Vegas is gaming.
Yeah, it's cool.
Got it. So, and the NFTs, like the ownership is the buildings itself, right?
Right. Like, so unlike the sandbox, you're not doing land. It's buildings that the NFTs are going to be.
Yeah. So the building the buildings are the NFTs which we're selling. So that's what you can buy and sell. And these buildings will be linked to a DeFi protocol, but let's just use Anchor for example. This will probably be the first one. So 90% of the sale price of building NFT goes into Anchor, which then provides yield for the NFT holder. And then this is then transferable with whoever owns the NFT holder. So if you buy and sell it, you know, there's still going to be a yield following the NFT around into the future. So we think that's a really cool utility that should be good for our kind of our narrative.
Yeah, that's really cool. I feel like the pieces are starting to come together in my mind. So it's like the Anchor building itself, it's like there would be some quantity of NFTs of like share, like what, like rooms of that building or something, and then multiple people have a chance to own like a piece of the Anchor building. Is that right?
So the yield-bearing NFTs will be for a whole building. The owner of the building will have the opportunity to hold that or sell that or however they like, or they can develop to levels, which when they develop to levels, depending on how many levels the building has in real life, they'll be able to mint 30 floor level NFTs. And each floor level NFT can be customized and you can design your own space and can be bought and sold, rented out, all this kind of stuff. But when they make this decision to mint to these individual floor level NFTs, they will then lose their yield-bearing deposit. So there's kind of two ways to play this. The reason we're doing this is just to make sure that there's not like a massive supply of floor-level NFTs, that they have some value and there's not just a never-ending supply of floor-level NFTs pushing down the price and making them, you know, worthless.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love this concept. It's like really cool to... It's like you're actually owning like Anchor, like I'm kind of using my imagination. It's like you're owning like the financial building of Anchor in this city and then actually like using Anchor by owning that. Like it's cool that how like the revenue like fund goes into Anchor and then that's like rewarding the holder. Dig the concept a lot.
And the first stage that you guys are calling that Lunarverse 1.1, right?
Yeah, so that's currently out at the moment. So this is a kind of web browser solution that we're building out, and this kind of allows people to kind of in a raw form and to kind of explore San Francisco and to kind of see what buildings are going to be up for sale in our first bit. And then, you know, you get to see all the data, the metadata on the building, how many floors it is, the area, all this kind of stuff, and then you can kind of plan from there, like how are you going to play it in the auction? So that's the kind of first iteration. We're looking to roll out features, which will be the yield-bearing NFTs, our own dedicated marketplace, and also the design your own levels and mint to floors mechanism. So that's the kind of first threesome we're going to roll out, and then we're going to have the Unreal Engine sometime after that. Which will kind of bring in the, you know, the game side of things.
So I just want to make sure I understand. So like on the initial one, then like, so how many, like, do the NFTs roll out? You mentioned an auction. Like, is it kind of over time, or is there like an initial mint? And how, like, there's X number of buildings that are like in the initial offering, or like how does that actually break down?
Yeah, so in our first mint, which is what we're calling our stage one NFT, it's going to be a mix of an auction and a mint, and the supply is quite small. I don't have the kind of exact numbers. I have a rough estimate, but I'm just not sure if I'm allowed to share them at this stage. So, yeah, it's a mint and auction, so there's going to be some really premium buildings available for auction, and there'll be some good, really good buildings available to mint and to multiple buildings. So it's kind of, the auction ones are guaranteed good buildings, obviously. And then the mint, there's going to be a range of different quality buildings, but there's definitely going to be a good mix of high quality buildings just to kind of add that randomness and excitement into the mint. So we're looking to kind of do the mint after we launch. We don't kind of have a date on that, but that'll be our first mint, and we'll kind of, should be exciting to see how the market prices everything.
Cool. And then the anchor one makes sense. So the others, like, would each building kind of have its own set of utility, you mentioned, like other protocols, or like what are maybe like some other examples of aside from anchor, of like stuff that might be more towards the beginning?
Yeah, so let's say you're an NFT project, you can, you know, potentially have your own building or your own floor. We are kind of in talks with a number of NFT projects kind of behind the scenes, and we can't kind of formally disclose that stuff now. But yeah, let's say you're an NFT project, you could have your own building, and you could have a showcasing, an art gallery, let's say, something like this, that you could design and lay out, design your own furniture, have your own custom NFTs for your own space, where you could have your own kind of showroom to show off your NFT art. So you'll be able to, we're making the technology so it's really easily in this web browser solution for people to apply the NFTs to services. So you could have a kind of NFT art gallery where you could interact and buy down the line NFT art. Along with that, like, let's say maybe you have your own kind of mini game, your NFT project, you've kind of gone down the metaverse road a little bit, you have your own kind of little game, like a little 2D game or something like that. This could then also be accessed through Lumiverse in kind of a web browser solution. So these are the type of integration we're talking about. And the same thing, like, let's say we have another provider that we think is good for yield. So, maybe some rune pools, something like this. They could also have their own building and a similar fashion as Lumiverse. This is before we're getting into, in real life businesses selling actual in real life products and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, there's lots of use cases in terms of designing your own space to hold events or to do conferences or whatever it is. There's going to be a lot of use cases for owning space in Lumiverse or on floor that you can kind of design and set up as you like.
Got it. And the underlying mechanism for now, for all of the initial one, is actually going to be the anchor protocol will basically be for every building that's in there for the first little bit, right? You won't be using additional protocols for the immediate future.
Yeah, just in the immediate kind of roadmap, it's going to be anchor. We're obviously mindful that potentially things could change in the future of anchor, and maybe there's a better source of yield. So we are mindful of that, and we are kind of open to utilizing some different form of yield. So maybe somebody wants to use a different DeFi protocol or a different strategy. We're open to that kind of being incorporated in the same way as anchor.
Great. And for those who are interested in the specific mechanism, it's on page 14 of their light paper. Kind of gives a really good diagram. Maybe I'll just cut and paste a tweet of that for the folks here, because you can sort of see how. In a great little diagram, how the NFT sale and the sale price goes into anchor and the yields go to the owner, et cetera, just like we were talking about here. So I'll post that up in a moment.
Yeah, I'm looking at that on my end as well, and definitely helps to visualize it. So yeah, if you tweet it, we'll throw that up.
Great.
Cool. Yeah, no, that definitely clarifies a lot. And that last chunk just made it a lot more clear, like imagining all these different protocols, different projects, like having their own spaces to show off their own type of stuff, or potentially other yield products. Definitely got my mind going a bit. Like you mentioned the rune building. That would be pretty cool. Maybe we need a Luna Bowl Thorchain headquarters where we can deposit UST into Thorchain or something. Very cool. What is can we talk like timeline a bit? Like what? So I'm seeing like Lunaverse timeline and then IDO and token launch timeline.
Yeah, sure. So we've wrapped up all our IDOs. Basically, we had a government vote on Pylon, but it doesn't look like it's going to pass. So those tokens are going to be taken back to the treasury. So yeah, all the kind of public IDOs and private IDOs are wrapped up. So yeah, the kind of timeline we're looking at is launching Q1, kind of potentially in this month. So that's something to kind of look forward to. And then, yeah, we're looking at Q2 on our timeline for the kind of the drop of the yield-bearing NFTs, the dedicated marketplace, and the mint-to-floor design your own space mechanisms. And then we've got a kind of range for Q2 to Q4 for the release of our Unreal Engine game side of things, which will bring some mini games and kind of a viable product for the Unreal Engine side of things. And then this is going to be further iterated on in the Lunaverse 3.0.
Cool. What maybe like some details on the token use cases. Could we get into that a bit?
Yeah, sure. So just writing an article for maybe up to speed on this. So yeah, like the Lunaverse token is going to be like the heart and soul of Lunaverse. It's going to be the native currency of Lunaverse. So it's going to be how you're going to transact on dedicated marketplace. So what's that mean? How you buy and sell land on our marketplace. We're also going to have a secondary market available for buying and selling land, which would be in UST and Luna from our partner. So yeah, we're going to be buying and selling, building NFTs and various other NFTs, furniture, avatars, all this kind of stuff. As well as it's going to be used for governance. It's going to be used for liquidity rewards. So we're implementing a way of rewarding long-term stakers. So there's going to be a time-weighted element to our liquidity rewards. And also we have, this is also going to be used for event sponsorship and so spend sponsorship and advertisement. So when somebody wants to advertise on a billboard, they're going to make a deal with Lunaverse in regards to this. And these kind of payments will be sent to the NFT holders if they, they have an advertising space and everything like that. yeah, on top of this, we have a kind of what we call a buyback and lock mechanism, which means that a percentage of the revenue from NFT sales, advertising, transaction costs, royalty fees, all that kind of stuff is going to be used to buy back our token, and then this is going to be rewarded to stakers, basically, so distributed to our stakers. So this kind of removes the need for liquidity rewards. So we're going to have platform revenue support stakers as well. So that's some kind of use cases for our tokens and some ways that you can earn rewards.
Very cool.
So in terms of, so the gameplay that you guys have set up, you're setting up some gameplay, and it looks like sort of the second release of Lunaverse 2.0 is going to have a little bit of gameplay about it, but it really looks like the advanced gameplay is coming into what you guys are calling Lunaverse 3.0. You want to talk a little bit about the gameplay and what kind of what your thoughts are around that?
Yeah, so we have a 23% of our tokenomics allocated for our play-to-earn economy. And this kind of play-to-earn economy is still kind of being worked through to make sure that it's really homestead correct for Lunaverse and it's going to serve all the stakeholders, so NFT holders, token holders, players, all that kind of stuff. So we're really putting a lot of time and effort into designing this play-to-earn economy. And this is probably going to potentially lead to some different type of games and maybe some different themes surrounding Lunaverse. But yeah, initially in 2.0, there's going to be some kind of mini games where there'll be opportunities for people to kind of earn in a kind of like simple manner. And then there's going to be a really deep integration with this play to earn model that's going to automate everything and
really develop a vibrant play-to-earn economy that's kind of beneficial to all stakeholders. A lot more to be added there. There's really, with Luniverse, it's a really big project. And, the deeper we get into it, the more stuff that we can share with you guys. And, really, there's a lot of ideas that are developing behind the scenes.
Cool. Thinking on any other questions I have, but are there any areas like you feel we haven't, like any exciting things we haven't got to?
Yeah, you guys have like had a really good introduction in Luniverse, I feel like. It's good to do these chats off the cuff like this because it's real and it's the best way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we could also throw out if people in the audience want to start potentially asking any questions, we can definitely you can definitely throw in a request with the button in the bottom left if anyone does have a question. We can see if we can do that.
And while some folks are coming up, I'll ask the question. So, you got this is there's a big vision here with a lot of stuff going on and a lot of tech. Can you tell us a little bit about your team? How big is it? Where is it based? What are you looking for to expand the team? Are you guys all under control or where are you at on those elements?
Sure. So I don't make the hiring and the firing decisions, luckily. That's kind of someone does that. Yeah, our team is currently a team of 22. We're majority of the Australian based. I think we have about 17 or 16 devs working on Unreal Engine contracts and UI, UX kind of on our website. So fairly large team, Australian based, majoritively. So I've seen some kind of behind the scenes stuff in regard to, what's going to be possible with some of the features with the mint-to-floor mechanism. So it's really cool. I'll just expand that a little bit because it's kind of relevant here. On the mint-to-floor mechanism, when you decide that you want to develop your property NFT into floor-level NFTs, when you mint these floor-level NFTs, the cross-sectional area is the same as your real building. So when you're buying a building and it has a bigger, a big floor plan, this is going to provide more space for each floor level NFT once you mint the floors. So there's some really big spaces available in Luniverse that you can really do a lot with. So I've kind of seen some examples of the build we're doing with this, where you can design your own space, import kind of different, textures, different features, different settings, all this kind of stuff. So that's really developing nicely behind the scenes. There's like I said, there really is a lot going on here. And as we develop further, we're going to be sharing it with the community. So we think that's going to be really cool because it's going to be a kind of natural progression that people would be part of.
Excellent. And just so I have it straight in my head again, so essentially you buy your building as the NFT, and that is where the yield through Anchor kind of happens, where the building gets the yield, the holder gets the yield. But when you choose then to create floors, and so essentially you're kind of becoming a metaverse landlord or a Luniverse landlord, and you create floors in your building, then you that stops the yield, and so you're gonna actually have to start developing properties and pieces and information and essentially become a landlord to other stuff inside rather than just a landholder. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you could obviously develop these and sell them however you like, or you could just sell them as empty space. So basically you're going to have 30 square building, you're going to have 30 floors that you can buy or sell or do whatever kind of as you see fit is your best strategy to make money or to kind of meet your goals in Luniverse. But yeah, so yeah, there's going to be some really cool opportunities to make some cool space. This is the thing that we like. You set up a floor as an office and you could rent it out to somebody that wants to do web conferencing in the metaverse. You could design I've seen some of the models. I'm not sure if it's PG. some spaces where maybe men might congregate. But yeah, you can do a whole bunch of things, you know, a concert where you can hold events potentially, you know, a dance studio. There's all different types of models and stuff like that that you're going to be able to apply to your space. And as you see fit, and you're going to kind of build out a purpose. Because you can do this and because you can kind of interact and you can voice chat and all this kind of stuff, you know, in your Lunaballs avatar, hopefully, you can build out use cases inside these spaces. So, yeah, we think there's going to be a number of ways to play it. You know? If you can just hold your building NFT and buy and sell it with its yield attached, you know, benefit from the yield the whole way, or you can decide to go develop throughout and sell the floors and pop that way. So, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, I think we have a question here, Chad, do we, from Sanjay Jav. Sorry if I butchered your name. And you are muted, I think.
Yeah, if you're there with a question, feel free to unmute yourself.
Unmute yourself and share it away.
Sorry about, yeah. I'm not talking right now, so please go ahead to the next question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Awesome. So yeah, so if anyone has some questions here, go ahead and raise your hand and Chad and I'll keep getting some more info and mining for alpha for you guys as we go here.
Yeah, I'm impressed hearing how large the team is. That's really cool. And I'm curious, like, how is the decision to start with San Francisco from the straight shot around the world?
Yeah, I guess you've got to define it something, because the world would be a huge scale. So even San Francisco is a big scale, but San Francisco has an interesting history in that it's historically, it was seen as the gateway to gold in the kind of gold rush times on the West Coast of America. So we think that's a kind of pretty fitting narrative for, you know, the metaverse and crypto as a whole, you know, and how the people view crypto basically. Yeah, and also San Francisco has some kind of unique sitting features. Obviously, it has Alcatraz Island, which kind of is going to be incorporated in a special way in Lunaverse. Yeah, and it has a good mix of large kind of commercial buildings, residential buildings. Yeah, compared to somewhere like, let's say, New York, it's like a really huge city with like many, many very large buildings. So, yeah, San Francisco was a kind of good mix and good place for us to start.
Yeah, that makes sense. It seems like it just like makes sense in my head. Like it seems like a good vibe, a good balanced, iconic place, to begin. One thing I'm curious is like, you mentioned having so many, like engineers and people that are working on this complex, Unreal Engine stuff. Like, did you guys how was it funded, prior to launch, or was that more like, things that expanded later on? But sounds like quite a big undertaking from the beginning.
Yeah, so initially the founder had the kind of idea, and he also had the connections and a lot of experience in the company that actually provided Aerometrics, but provided the data, so he was kind of very aware of the tech and everything like that. But yeah, it was initially an idea, and then yeah, moving to kind of seed fundraising, which Ox Ventures is one of our trusted seed partners. And then kind of from there, moving to the private round sale and public IDOs. We did an article telling our kind of public IDOs. We raised $3.5 million. We're kind of oversubscribed at every stage there. I think StarTerra was over double what was allocated, was funded. Between the seed investors, our kind of public / private IDOs, and our private round investors, we have a nice runway of funding to deliver this project.
Great. And so I'm going to ask, especially as a, let's say, as an interested party in OX Ventures, when is the TGE? Because I think it was planned for this quarter, right?
Yeah, the plan is still for Q1. We haven't had a kind of formal date announcement. This month's looking likely, although not confirmed at this stage. We're kind of working towards that. But I'm not sure if everything's going to kind of fall in place for this to happen. But yeah, roadmap Q1. We're kind of confident that we're definitely going to be able to deliver a TG within Q1. It's just whether it's February or March.
Great, that's exciting. And I'm assuming that it will be trading on all the big spots in Terra, so folks will be able to pick it up on the launch.
Yeah, so I think at the moment, as announced on our Star Terra IDO, the plan is for initial liquidity to be provided to TerraSwap. This may change between now and launch, in regards to like adding another DEX or not.
Great. Well, if it's on TerraSwap, we'll all be able to grab some. For those of us who may or may not have some over here, I will keep quiet on that one. Excellent. All right.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, we could potentially just get wrapped up then. I haven't seen any other requests, but I think I'm out of questions on my end, but yeah. All sounds really exciting and definitely something I'm going to be digging into more. I felt like I said, I was a little bit out of the loop here and definitely had my mind blown a bit about just like, you know, the fact that it's like real life places makes it really cool. The fact that it's, you know, buildings that are tied to protocols that earn yield definitely like speaks to me a lot more than, you know, maybe a lot of other like sort of metaverse type of things, but really cool stuff.
Yeah, thanks for the kind words. I'm also happy to wrap it up. There's no questions. It's been great to speak to you and kind of inform everyone here about Universe.
Yeah, excellent. I'll just add my two cents at the end here, which is, you know, the thing that I'm really excited about with you guys is, you know, again, we see so many plays in the metaverse world, and well, not there's not a ton in on Terra yet, but we see so many plays in the metaverse world, and people have such big visions. Oh, we're going to be creating this, we've got this game planned, and you know, but the thing is, like, you guys are building. You got, you know, as you said, you got 22 people on the team. Like, this is not like a vision for this. You guys are not just starting. Like, that's what I'm super excited about. Like, you can already see what's coming. And once you introduce, you know, the scale on Luniverse 1.1 is we're in there in the browser. And as soon as that moves into actively using the Unreal Engine to be able to see that stuff, it's going to be just crazy good. You know, the graphics are going to be great. We're going to be able to float around San Francisco. I'm super excited about this. And really excited for all you guys are putting together. And again, you know, it's one of the things that I love is when projects and teams have really thought through the tokenomics, because so often it's just easy to launch something and put it up and not really paying attention to the tokenomics. And I love that you guys are really looking at that. Like, okay, wait, if we have buildings and we're moving them into floors, like all of a sudden we're going to get a flood and really paying attention to that, like, and figuring out how you guys are going to be able to manage that and keep the ecosystem active and, you know, and not suddenly have a flood of NFTs all over the place. So, excellent.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, though, thanks for adding that, Warlock. That hyped me up some more. Very, very cool stuff. So, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for your time. Everyone go check out Luniverse. Us and OXV are definitely going to, you know, be on top of this and supporting. So, yeah, cool stuff.
Thanks, guys. Thanks to everyone that showed up, and thanks for hosting us.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Ox Ventures Luniverse Space, recorded on Friday, February 11th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Digging in the dirt, trying to find the treasure. Learning how to mix this business with pleasure. I'm kicking a lecture, spitting conjecture. High as a bird while I'm flipping the gesture. Living like a jester, investing these extras. Dissecting a mess, of eagle looking headstrong. Infinitesimal, the spitting is next world. And if you don't agree, well then I'm afraid you're dead wrong. So leave the mess hall and clean your plates up. I can't believe the rest of y'all feed on makeup. Bereavement breakup to rearrange your wake up. Big ol' bloody mess like a scene from Braveheart. Driving race cars that beat the fate. It's hard to meet your maker when the features ain't marked. Trying to slide underneath the paywall. I'm afraid this motherfucker's gone AWOL.
You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and kick down your neck.
Sir, yes sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved cult?
Sir, to kill sir.
No, you're a killer.
Sir, yes sir.
Let me see your war face.
Sir,
you got a war face?
Ah, that's a war face. Now let me see your war face.
On the earth trying to mine some headspace. Give a little gift like I'm lifted dead weights. The risk of resting kicks the nest egg. Square in the nuts, y'all feel intestate. The breeze swept in, no need of resting. The least depressing, so sweet but messy. I need the best day to keep professing and hope my body doesn't leave behind a red stain. Pouring out little liquor for the dead states while the rest wait and bleed domestic. No means to gestate, breeds the best cake. Beauty on the back of the queen she just date. So take a little dive down a K-hole while I flip the B-roll right into A-roll and make the payroll go a little further. Replace the merger with the tainted version.
I'm a snowball!
God, snowball, what do you got up there?
I'm a snowball, you're fired. Private Joker is promoted to squad leader.
You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up. Get on your feet.